Welcome to Palestine Today, on this Tuesday the 10th of May 2011. This is the daily roundup of today's events from around Palestine, as brought to you by the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. I am David Steele. Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday afternoon the southern area of the northern West Bank city of Jenin and surrounded the Jenin branch of the Al-Quds Open University. Eyewitnesses reported that several armoured military vehicles invaded the Bir Jamal area and sealed several roads leading to the university. On Monday at dawn, Israeli soldiers abducted four Palestinians during a number of invasions and attacks targeting several areas of the occupied West Bank. The army broke into several homes, forcing residents, including children, out of their homes for several hours, while the soldiers violently searched the properties and caused damage. Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday the Fasayel village north of the West Bank city of Jericho, broke into a home and installed a roadblock. Local sources reported that the army violently broke into the home in the village and caused damage, while the soldiers interrogated residents. Troops also installed a roadblock at the southern entrance of Jericho and stopped dozens of vehicles and interrogated several residents while checking their ID cards. The army claimed that it is searching for farm tractors illegally owned by several residents. In related news, a group of fundamentalist Israeli settlers closed Road 60 near Fasayel village and placed rocks in the street. Local sources reported that the Israeli authorities have started the construction of a segment of the illegal Israeli annexation wall around Qalandia, a Palestinian town north of the occupied East Jerusalem. The wall devastates the educational, social and economic lives of the residents, and also denies them access to medical facilities in Jerusalem and the West Bank. At least 1,100 Palestinians living in Qalandia, and they fear that they will eventually be living in a ghetto, isolated from the west of the West Bank. The Palestinian Prime Minister, Salam Fayyad, has said that his administration is unable to pay the wages of some of its 150,000 employees due to Israel's refusal to transfer Palestinian tax to the Palestinian Authority. The government wages have gone unpaid since their due date of May the 5th. Palestinian leaders claim that it is the first time in 4 years that wages have gone unpaid. That's all for today from the Palestinian Occupied Territories. Please join us again tomorrow for our daily roundup of the news. Alternatively, you can read our coverage on www.imemc.org. This report was brought to you by Hussam Qasis and me, David Steele.